The passages that we're going to reflect on today are from these verses in chapter 23 of Luke's Gospel.
今天我们将要看并且反思的经文来自于路加福音的第二十三章。
And I think we need to load my slides, but we're here to reflect on these words of Jesus, these last words of Jesus, and there's seven last sayings of Christ on the cross.
耶稣在十字架上面最后说了七句话。
But we're going to be reflecting on the three that are in Luke's account.
但我们今天集中注意力在路加福音里面所记载的三句。
Now there's many famous people who occasionally say profound things at the end of their lives.
有很多其他的人，他们在临终的时候都会说过一些很深刻的话。
Or we would call them famous last words.
我们会称之为这个很著名的临终之言。
And Mozart, many of you have heard of Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart.
大家很多人听过莫扎特。
And at his deathbed, he said, "The taste of death is upon my lips. I feel something that is not of this earth."
在他临终的时候，他曾经讲，就是说，好像我嘴唇上就感受到这个死亡了。我感觉到一些事情好像不是来自于这个世上的。
And so we don't know exactly what he was going through, but it appears that the Lord was beginning to usher him into heaven, and he was beginning to experience this other reality, this eternal reality.
我们不知道究竟对他来讲发生了什么事情，但是我们好像可以感受到，这个主好像预备他进入到另外一个世界，使他感受到这个事情呢，不像是在这个世上的事情。
One of the characters in the original Star Trek movies was Leonard Nimoy.
另外一个就是在
You may recognize him. He played the character Spock.
他是在这个里面是扮演这个角色 Spock.
And he actually passed away several years ago, and he posted his last words on social media.
他是几年之前过世的。当时他在那个社交的网站上面。就是公布了他的临终之言。
I think he sent this out through Twitter.
他是用 Twitter, 把他给推出来的。
And he said, "Life is like a garden. Perfect moments can be had, but not preserved except in memory."
他就说这个人生就像花园一样，有很多非常美妙的时刻，是可能拥有的，但是不能够保留长久，除非在记忆当中才可以保留长久。
And I think he's speaking of the fleeting moments of life, but yet we can still have good memories of them.
他想到在自己的生命当中，在人们的生命当中会有一些精彩的，但是不能够保留，只能存在记忆当中。
And today, as we reflect on the last words of Jesus, I think what we really can see through his final acclamations is reasons for hope.
今天我们在反思，耶稣在受难之前所说的一些话的时候，我们可以真正的看到，他给我们带来多大的盼望。
And so, we see the first thing here is hope of. Hope for forgiveness.
我们看到的第一件很有盼望的事情，就是他给我们这个赦免的盼望。
I don't know if you've seen a movie called The Green Mile.
我不知道你们看过一个电影叫The Green Mile 没有。
It was a movie that was pretty many years ago, and it was about an inmate in a Louisiana prison.
这个电影是讲到在路易斯安那这个监狱里面的一个就是囚犯。
And those who had been convicted to be executed.
这些囚犯是已经被判了死刑的。
And at that time, it was usually by the electric chair.
那个时候是用电椅把他们处决。
They had to, when it was their time to be executed, they would have to walk down this corridor.
当他们被处决的日期来到的时候，他们必须走过这个走廊。
And because the floor was a shade of green, The prisoners called it the Green Mile.
因为这个走廊当中这个路上面是在绿色的阴影之下，所以这个走廊被称为绿色的一个阴影。
It probably wasn't exactly a mile. It was probably much shorter than that, but I'm sure that those who were walking to their deaths, they felt that it took a long time.
也许那个实际的走廊并没有一英里那么长，也许比那个一英里要短了很多，但是当你走在那个走廊当中的时候，就觉得这个是非常长。
Now, I would say that dying by the electric chair would not be a pleasant way to be executed.
当然那个不是一个很好的方式被处决。
But I think that the preparation for that execution in the United States anyway is a much easier process than what Jesus would have gone through.
但是跟耶稣的这个受难的经历来比的话，这个被处决之前所做的这件预备实在是比耶稣的这个实在是太轻松了。
Before a prisoner in the United States is executed, they usually get a last meal.
在这个美国的监狱当中，在他们进行处决之前，甚至还给他们有最后的一顿餐饮。
They can usually order whatever they'd like.
他们可以这个随便订餐他们想要吃的东西。
Some order steak, some lobster.
有些人就是订了这个牛排，有些订了龙虾。
And some like to get a Big Mac from McDonald's.
有的可能在麦当劳里面拿一个 Big Mac。
And they also get to spend time with their family.
同时他们也被允许跟家人呢相处一点时间。
And finally, they get a chance to spend time with a chaplain or their pastor.
最后呢，他们有一点时间跟这个监狱里面的那些牧师见面。
In order to pray and to hopefully repent and make things right with God.
在那里啊，他们就是有祷告的时间啊，而且希望可以给他们有一个悔改的机会。
And we see here that Jesus was executed with two men, both criminals, who were led out with him to be executed.
在这里我们看到就是与基督同钉十字架的有两个犯人。
And when they came to the place called the skull, they crucified him there along with the criminals, one on his right, one on his left.
这两个都是一同来处死的，到了一个地方名叫咕噜地的，就把那两个就把在那里把耶稣钉在十字架上，又钉了两个犯人，一个在左边，一个在他右边。
And so the road to the cross for Jesus didn't start with a delicious last meal.
耶稣走向处决之路并没有一个很美的餐饮等着他。
Jesus began his journey by getting whipped and beaten.
而他却是被鞭打。
With a crown of thorns being put on his head.
有这个荆棘所做的冠冕戴在他的头上了。
And if that wasn't bad enough, he then had to, he was given the cross of which he would be executed on to carry to the place of execution.
而且还有更坏的，就是他，把那个将要他钉上十字架的这个十字架要背在背上。
And as we know by reading the various gospel accounts, Jesus didn't even have the strength or the energy to make it all the way to the hill of Calvary.
我们看到福音书里面其他的一些记载，我们看到，就是知道耶稣那个时候并没有足够的体力，来背起这个十字架走到他被要处决的地方。
And so one of the brothers took his cross and carried it for the rest of the way.
所以有另外一个弟兄帮他背着十字架走完了剩下的路程。
And so Jesus would have gone up this hill with the two other men and he would have then been nailed to the cross and crucified.
所以后来耶稣就和这两个犯人一直走到这个地方被钉到十字架。
Crucifixion would have been one of the more painful types of execution in the history of humanity.
这在历史上面被钉十字架是一个非常残忍的刑具。
Not only were they nailed to the cross, but they basically would be there throughout the day in the hot sun, and basically it was a death by suffocation.
而且这个不光是被钉了那样的痛苦，而且是 放在那里可能有一天的时间，经过太阳的炎热的这样的暴晒，而且最后是因为呼吸枯竭而死的。
And then when he was on the cross, the soldiers divided his clothes and cast lots, which basically would be like playing dice, gambling to see who got his clothes.
他们在那里的时候，有兵丁就张揪来分他的衣服，就好像在赌博一样。
And then the rulers began to sneer at him.
那些官长啊，就开始嘲笑他。
And accusing him, saying, "You could save others, but you couldn't save yourself."
嗤笑他的时候说，你救了别人呢、啊，你可以救你自己吗
？And the soldiers mocked him.
那些兵丁呢，也去戏弄他。
And again, they proclaim, "If you are king of the Jews, save yourself."
他们也这么说，你若是犹太人的王啊，可以救你自己吧。
And so, in spite of all of this torture that Jesus was going through, and the mocking and the sneering, nonetheless, what was his reply?
但是面对着这一切的戏弄、嗤笑和嘲笑和痛苦，他的回应是什么呢？
Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing."
当下耶稣说，父啊，赦免他们。因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。
And so, as Jesus was about to complete his task of dying on the cross,
耶稣将要走完他的最后的路程，要死在十字架上面。
Jesus, here we see also offered up his compassion even to those who were persecuting him.
他对所有的人都展现出他的怜悯和慈爱，甚至对那些在迫害他的人。
And though in God's economy, these soldiers and others who were sneering at him and making fun of him and seeking to torture him, nonetheless, they could be judged, but Jesus interceded on their behalf.
在神的这个规则当中，在神的审判当中，这些嗤笑他的、戏弄他的人本来是应该要被处罚的，但是耶稣却站在神和这些犯人之间。
He prayed to the Father and asked that indeed that God would forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing.
耶稣站在神的审判和罪人之间，说：“父啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的，他们不晓得。”
And so the first encouragement that we can actually see from Jesus' last words is that he is seeking to bring the hope of forgiveness even to those who would be considered his enemies.
所以今天我们第一个从耶稣所说的最后的话语当中所思考到的关于我们的盼望是耶稣给我们带来赦免的盼望神要赦免我们即便是那些被认为是神的敌人的那些人也会有赦免的盼望
And in fact as we look at our next point the hope of salvation we see that indeed we're all enemies of God
实际上呢，我们看到第二个盼望的时候，就是我们看到所有的人都有可能从神那里有救恩的盼望。
And so one of the criminals was there, continued the mocking and the sneering.
其中有一个犯人在这个嘲笑他的时候
，and said, "Aren't you the Messiah? Save yourself and us."
其中这个犯人继续的嘲笑他说你难道不是基督啊弥赛亚吗那你就救你自己和我们吧。
But it's interesting, the other criminal began to rebuke the criminal that was insulting Jesus.
很有趣的是另外一个犯人却来责备这个正在嘲笑耶稣的犯人。
Don't you fear God since you are under the same sentence?
他说你既是一样受刑的还不怕神吗
We are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve.
我们是应该的，因为我们所受的与我们所做的相称。
But this man has done nothing wrong.
但这个人没有做过一件不好的事。
And so this criminal who was coming to the defense of Jesus, I think realized that indeed what he had done, whatever act of treason or capital offense that he made, that indeed he was a sinner before God.
这个在为耶稣辩护的这个犯人，也许他就意识到自己的罪行，他就意识到自己所犯的罪与他所受的刑罚是应当的。
And though we have not committed, probably, hopefully, have not committed any capital offense like this criminal.
希望我们 在场的这些人呢，并没有犯过这些有就是必须要判死刑的那些罪。
Nonetheless, we are still under condemnation because all have sinned.
但是我们
fall short of the glory of God.
但是我们却犯了别的罪，我们亏缺了神的荣耀，我们在神的审判面前也是站立不住的。
And so this criminal understood the reality of his sin, but I think each of us, if we look into our hearts and our lives, we can also see that indeed we have fallen short of God and His standard for us.
不光是这个为耶稣辩护的犯人意识到他自己的罪，就是我们每一个人，我们也可以意识到自己的罪。
And so this criminal then had a request: Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
所以这个犯人就跟耶稣说：“耶稣，你德国降临的时候，求你纪念我。”
And the next last word of Jesus, he said, "Truly, I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise."
他的耶稣的下一句临终之言是这么说的：“我实在告诉你，今日你要同我在乐园里了。”
And so here we see Jesus offering a hope of salvation.
所以耶稣这么做的时候，给他提供了一个救恩的盼望。
This man certainly didn't deserve to be saved.
这个犯人当然他不配得拯救。
If anything, he deserved judgment. He deserved to be executed.
他配得刑罚和处决。
Maybe he murdered someone, and the friends and family were taking some justice or reveling in the justice that indeed the punishment was due him.
也许他谋杀过哪些人，这些被杀的人的家庭成员或者朋友都在这里等着这个公义的处决。
But because of his repentance before God and his desire to be with Jesus, Jesus forgave him and offered him the promise of salvation.
但是因为他的悔改，因为耶稣基督对他的赦免，神就给了他这个救恩的盼望。
To be in paradise or to be in heaven with God.
就是与耶稣同在乐园，或者是与神同在天国里了。
And some may say, well, that's not really fair. This person didn't deserve to be with Jesus. He led a life of sin and sinfulness and hurt other people.
有人可能就觉得这个很不公平了因为这个犯人呢，他做了很多的坏事，也伤害过其他的人。
And although he probably didn't have that much time to think about it, if he had lived longer, I think actually he probably would have expressed regret.
当我在思考的时候，我可能觉得他就在表达自己一个遗憾。
Regret in not having turned to God earlier in his life.
他可能遗憾说自己为什么不早一点，早一点悔改信神。
Regret in not having had the opportunity to experience the goodness and joy of the Lord while he was walking on this earth.
他可能很遗憾，我如果早一点信神的话，我在生活当中可以更多的经历到因为信神所带来的这种喜乐和平安，在这个世上的生活当中。
And unfortunately, I've shared with friends who, in hearing the gospel, have said, "Well, I think I'll wait."
我也碰到过其中这样的一些例子有人呢听到福音的时候就说，我再等一等。
I have things that I want to do.
我有其他的事情我需要做。
I have my life to live.
我有我自己想要的生活方式。
I want to have a good time.
我想要过得很愉快。
But maybe when I'm old and gray, at that time I'll be ready to repent and to.Give my life to the Lord.
或许当我白发苍苍老的时候，我可以来悔改，把我的生命交给神。
But unfortunately, that day often never comes.
但是很遗憾的是，那一天呢，也许常常不会来的。
And if it does come, I think often what the experience will be from many of these people is that they will express regret.
当他真的有那样一天悔改的时候，他们也许会常常觉得非常的遗憾，为什么不早一点信耶稣呢？
They thought that their life would be good living for themselves.
他们以为没有信神的时候可以过一个更好的生活。
But ultimately, life is only good and really can truly be fulfilling when we give our lives to the Lord.
但实际上，真正美好的生活只能在耶稣里面找到，只能当我们把生命交给耶稣的时候才能找到。
In our last words of Jesus, we see hope in the Father.
我们今天看到的最后一个耶稣的临终之言呢，从这里面可以看到，就是从天父而来的盼望。
And Luke writes, it was about noon, and darkness came over the whole land until 3 PM, for the sun stopped shining, and the curtain of the temple was torn in two.
他说那时候约有五阵，遍地都黑暗了，直到深处，日头变黑了，这个幔子从当中裂为两半。
And so for about 3 hours, there would have been a total eclipse of the sun.
所以有差不多三个小时的时间，是一个日全食的时间。
And as I was reading about this, the commentators were saying that this was actually a miracle.
当我看到一些评论的时候，他们说实际上这是一个很大的奇迹，神迹。
There's actually no way physically or astronomically that there could have been a total eclipse of the sun at that time.
他们就说从科学天文学的角度上讲，在那个时候不应该有这样的日全食。
And so, from what I read, according to astronomers,
当我读到这些天文学的文献的时候，
the only time that there can be a total eclipse of the sun is under a new moon.
就是只能在新月，在这个新月的时候才有可能发生日全食。
And so, a new moon would be basically the opposite of a full moon when you can't see the moon.
这个新月就是新月弯弯的时候，实际上不是月亮满满的那个，不是正月十，不是某个月的十五的那一天。
And Jesus was executed at the time of Passover.
但是耶稣是在这个逾越节这个时候被处决的。
And the time of Passover on the Jewish lunar calendar always falls in the stage of a full moon.
但是在犹太历当中，这个逾越节就是在满月的时候，就是。
And so, in terms of astronomy, an eclipse of the sun is impossible.
所以，根据天文学家的他们的推测，因为那个时候是满月，这个日全食只能在初月的时新月的时候发生，所以那个时候是不能发生日全食的。
But with God, anything is possible, and in some means, He made the sun go dark.
但是在神却是凡事都能的。出于某种原因或手段呢，神就使这个日头全部变黑了。
And the other interesting fact we see here is that the curtain of the temple was torn in two.
另外一个很有趣的现象，我们到这里看到就是这个幔子裂为两半。
And so in the temple there would have been this curtain that would have separated the holy place. From the Holy of Holies, where only the high priest could go in once a year, where the presence of God resided.
在那个圣殿当中有一个幔子，这个幔子呢是隔开圣所和至圣所的。这个至圣所呢是只有大祭司每年一次在神的这个同在当中才可以进到至圣所的。
And because of Jesus' death on the cross and his bringing reconciliation, God had torn this curtain in two.
但是因为耶稣的受难，耶稣的受难带来了和好与神与人与神的和好，所以呢，这个幔子就裂为两半。
Now you would expect if there was people that were involved in tearing this large curtain, they would have started from the bottom and they would have made a cut and then they would have torn it from bottom to top.
你想，如果是用人为的方式把这个幔子裂为两半的时候，你必须从这个底下把它切开，然后去把它撕开，从下到上。
But in Matthew, we read that it was actually torn from top to bottom.
但是在这个马太福音里面的记载，却是从上到下的裂开。
And so the only explanation was that this is God that did this miracle.
所以这唯一的一个解释就是神施行了这样的一个神迹。
Signifying that his presence is now not just available to the high priest, but to everyone who calls on the name of the Lord.
这个举动也意味着不光是这个祭司，不光是大祭司一年一次可以进到神的圣所，而且是意味着我们现在因为耶稣基督的和好，使我们每一个人都可以进到神的同在。
And it was during this time now where the sun is not shining and there's darkness in the land, Jesus.Calls out with his last words.
当这个时候日头变暗，幔子裂开的时候，耶稣大声喊着说了他最后一句话。
Father, into your hands I commit my spirit.
父啊，我将我的灵魂交在你手里。
When he said this, he breathed his last.
当他说了这些话，气就断了。
And so we see here that Jesus had perfect trust in his Father.
这时候我们看到耶稣对天父是完全的信靠。
It was his last breaths, and he was committing his life, his soul into the hands of his loving Father.
在他最后这一口气气断之前所说的这句话，就是把他的灵魂交给父神。
And of course, we don't have a perfect walk with God as Jesus did.
当然我们没有像耶稣那样完美的过我们的生活。
Jesus was fully in tune to the will and ways of the Father at all times.
耶稣和天父的心意和他的旨意是完完全全一致的。
But nonetheless, we're called to follow Jesus' example and to place our trust and hope in the Lord.
但是不管怎么样，我们也是被呼召来这样去遵行天父上帝的旨意，来在这个生活当中与他同行的。
We're called to believe in who Jesus is and what he's done on our behalf on the cross.
我们被呼召来相信他，他是谁，也相信他为我们所做的，在十字架上面所做的事情。
We're called to have faith.
我们被呼召去有这样的信心。
It's not a blind faith, but it's an assurance of all Jesus has done for us and our desire to follow him.
这个不是盲目的信心，而是有很多证据，让我们可以知道他是值得相信的。
And finally, we're called to trust God, not just trust him on our deathbed, but to trust him in our whole life as we seek to live out the gospel.
最后我们看到我们并不是被呼召好像只是在临终前才去信耶稣，而是说在我们这个还活着的时候，我们就是应该继续就尽快的信耶稣。
And so what was the response of those that were at the cross with Jesus?
所以我们看到这个耶稣在这个临终前所说的这些话的时候，我们应该有什么样的回应呢？
Well, there was a centurion or a Roman soldier.
我们看到这个有百夫长他的一个回应。
And it said that he praised God.
他在那里赞美神。
And he said, surely this was a righteous man.
他说这真是个义人。
And then others who had gathered to witness it said they beat their breasts and went away.
还有其他的一些观看的众人，其他的一些见证人，就是说捶着胸。
And beating one's breast in that day would have been a sign of maybe sorrow or dismay or even repentance.
捶胸在当时的这个文化当中，这个表达形式，可能是表示他们自己的懊悔，或者是甚至是一个悔改。
And then those who knew him, including the women who had followed him from Galilee, stood at a distance watching these things.
还有一些与耶稣熟识的人和从加利利跟着他来的妇女们都远远地站着观看这些事。
Well, what shall our response be here and now, so many thousands of years later?
那在这个千年之后，我们的回应应该是什么呢？
I think our challenge is to renew our hope in Jesus as we reflect on his words of forgiveness, salvation, and trust.
我想我们的回应是，在耶稣基督里面，我们可以更新我们的盼望，我们这个盼望呢，是在神的赦免、救恩和这个信靠当中的盼望。
In spite of Jesus's extreme misery he would have been going through, the torture that he would have endured, the death that he died, nonetheless, in his last words, he gave a message of hope.
虽然耶稣的受难是非常的痛苦，受了很多的痛苦和戏弄和讥笑，但是在这个受难当中，还是给了我们这么大的盼望。
Hope indeed that no matter how we have failed God or fallen short of God's glory, nonetheless, he offers forgiveness.
这个盼望，就是说我们无论怎么样，坏，怎么样得罪他，或者是在生命当中有什么样的软弱，我们还是有赦免的盼望。
He seeks that we be reconciled to God and receive the gift of His salvation.
他盼望我们能够与神和好，能够来接受他这个赦免的盼望。
And He wants us to walk in an attitude of faith and trust and hope as we walk with Him all the days of our lives.
他希望我们与神同行的时候，能够行在神的恩典和这个对神的信靠当中。
I couldn't help but think of a verse from the hymn "Great Is Thy Faithfulness."
我禁不住就想起 一段的这个歌词，就是你的信是广大。
And the lyric says, "Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow."
这个歌里面就讲到，就是我今天的盼望，明天的今天的力量，明天的盼望。
Blessings all mine, 10,000 beside.
信是广大，显在我身。
And indeed, that's what God wants us to live our life in a way that we have strength for today.
这个是神呼召我们所过的生活，我们有今天的力量。
Strength as we trust Him to live out our lives for Him.
我们因为相信他，相信耶稣基督住在我们里面所带来的力量。
And hope for tomorrow that we may know His joy of salvation, but also live for Him in this life and through all eternity.
And then, 这个明天的盼望，也就是给我们这个生活当中的喜乐，以及对我们以后就是与神同在的这样的一种盼望和期待。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for these words of Luke and all that we read here of what Jesus had to endure in going to the cross.
天父，我们谢谢你，路加所记载下来的话语，让我们看到耶稣到十字架之前所忍受的这一切。
And we thank you that Jesus, in spite of all he was going through, offered hope.
我们谢谢你，虽然他经历这么多的痛苦，他还是给我们带来盼望。
And help us to live out that hope in our lives.
并且帮助我们在生活当中活出这样的盼望。
In Christ's name.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.